The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna to the Son of David. Let us pray. Most merciful God, as the people of Jerusalem with palms in their hands gathered to greet your dearly beloved Son when he came into his holy city, grant that we may ever hail him as our King, and when he comes again, may go forth to meet him with trusting and steadfast hearts and follow him in the way that leads to eternal life, through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Old Testament reading for Palm Sunday is from Isaiah chapter 50. The Lord God has given me the tongue of those who are taught, that I may know how to sustain with a word him who is weary. Morning by morning he awakens. He awakens my ear to hear as those who are taught. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious. I turned not backward. I gave my back to those who strike, and my cheeks to those who pull out the beard. I hid not my face from disgrace and spitting. But the Lord God helps me. Therefore I have not been disgraced. Therefore I have set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near. Who will contend with me? Let us stand up together. Who is my adversary? Let him come near to me. Behold, the Lord God helps me. Who will declare me guilty? Behold, all of them will wear out like a garment. The moth will eat them up. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The epistle reading is from Philippians chapter 2. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 12th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. The next day, the large crowd that had come to the feast heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. So they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him, crying out, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel. And Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it, just as it is written, Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt. His disciples did not understand these things at first, but when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things had been written about him and had been done to him. The crowd that had been with him when he called Lazarus out of the tomb and raised him from the dead continued to bear witness. The reason why the crowd went to meet him was that they heard he had done this sign. So the Pharisees said to one another, You see that we are gaining nothing. Look, the world has gone after him. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you sent your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, to take upon himself our flesh and to suffer death upon the cross. Mercifully grant that we may follow the example of his great humility and patience and be made partakers of his resurrection. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We join in confessing the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The sermon for today is based on the epistle reading from Philippians chapter 2. Usually, Palm Sunday is the kickoff of Holy Week, and we usually have a good turnout. But today we have no gathering of God's people receiving palms and remembering Christ's entry into Jerusalem in preparation for his death and our redemption. No worship-filled Holy Week to give us Jesus in word and sacrament. No special Easter celebration, taking the already rich divine service and adorning it with festive music, banners, flowers, and dressing in our Sunday best. No receiving the Lord's Supper for the forgiveness of our sins together as a congregation for at least a few more weeks. It doesn't seem quite right. It's often a tradition to fast from something for Lent, to give something up. But this is a fast not of our own making, this fast from our gathering together as one body in Christ. We ended up giving up more for Lent than we may have thought at the beginning. For some, it is also a fast from gathering with loved ones. For some, it is a fast from being able to provide for their families as they would like. But there is a gift in this fast. And I'm not at all downplaying the trials and hardships this has created for many, but there is a gift to be found here. The epistle reading every Palm Sunday is the one we heard from Philippians chapter 2. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. As we embark on a Holy Week that might feel a little emptier than usual to us, let us never forget the one who emptied himself for us. Let this fast from our Lord's house and our gathering together in it, and let this fast from the Lord's body and blood create in us an even greater hunger for these good gifts of God. But most of all, having been forced into these humble circumstances, may the Lord use this time to humble us, to remind us that he is God and we are not, that we can rely upon neither this world nor the princes of this world, but only and always on him alone. Have this mind in yourself, which was also in Christ Jesus. Be humble. To be humble means not to be proud, not to think more of yourself than you should, not to expect others to serve and admire you. But to be humble also means not to despair of your worth or lack thereof, not to hate your body or any of the other things God has given to support your body and life, not to despair of the trials and tribulations that beset you in this world. These errors, whether pride or despair, when we fall into them, make us the center of attention. They are a self-focus. So at their core, both pride and despair are a form of idolatry. Christ was humble, but he did not despise himself. Rather, his humility acted itself out in patience and obedience, in love for his Father and for you and for me. This is what Paul means when he admonishes us to have this mind among ourselves, which is ours in Christ Jesus. We are called to a humility of patience and obedience, a humility that serves, even as it does not concern itself with being served. This pandemic and all this stay-at-home or safe-at-home business has given everyone pause and the chance to ponder maybe just how deeply immersed we have become in this narcissistic, hedonistic world. Obedience is seen as weakness, Patience is derided as fear. Humility is considered almost to be a vice. This is not just a problem for unbelievers. This is a sin for which we all need a call to repentance. All disaster really is a call to repentance. Christ was humble. As Paul effectively says in Philippians chapter 2, Christ is the epitome of humility. Though he existed before all creation in the eternal Godhead, he did not cling with all his might to the prerogatives and privileges of his divinity. He did not hold his equality with the Father and the Holy Spirit jealously or ambitiously. In love, he willingly separated himself from the glories of heaven and took upon himself our mortal nature. He did this willingly, out of love, even as it meant for him pain like no mere mortal has ever endured. He took up our flesh. He joined our cause. He became a mortal, subject to betrayal, torture, and death. That is to say, he humbled himself. In this great humility, he remained steadfast in his obedience. That obedience wouldn't allow him to even consider calling forth the holy angels to fight in his defense, and it certainly wouldn't allow him to come down from the cross or heal himself. Nor would it allow him to give in to anger or take any honor. In obedience to his Father, he submitted to evil, petty men. He submitted to 2 kangaroo courts. He submitted to nails and wood. He did it all for the sake of the very men who condemned and murdered him. He submitted to their execution of him. And his was not a common, simple, and quiet death, such as we often hope for ourselves. You know, we always say, oh, I hope it's quick, or I go in my sleep. The Lord was beaten and whipped and crucified. His death was painful beyond compare, not only because he died in such a torturous way, but also because he died in the deepest shame. Some of the greatest weight of it is something you cannot even see, this bearing of the sins of all humanity of all time. In taking on the very form of a servant, in becoming the servant of all humanity, he died as the lowest offender, as the worst and most despicable of men. He was counted with murderers and terrorists, with adulterers and thieves, with blasphemers and idolaters, and with you and me. There was no one more humble than Christ who humbled himself and lived and died for you. Let this mind, let this obedience and patience be also in you. To have the mind of Christ among ourselves is to follow in Christ's humility. To follow in Christ's humility is to remember that, as Paul reminds us in Romans, we are baptized into his death. Or as Paul also puts it in Galatians 2, I have been crucified with Christ. To have the mind of Christ, to follow in Christ's humility, is to remember, as we may be disappointed at the seeming loneliness and isolation of this particular celebration of Holy Week, that by the end of the first Holy Week, Christ was all alone, truly alone. No disciples, no friends, no crowds waving palm branches, no faithful shouting Hosanna. Even God the Father had left him, all alone. We, on the other hand, we may go into this sadly strange Holy Week isolated from one another, but always we have with us Christ and his word. And know this also, to follow the example of Christ's humility is also to participate in his resurrection. Back to Paul in Romans. You who were buried with him by baptism into death shall likewise be united with him in a resurrection like his. Back to Paul in Galatians. I have been crucified with Christ, yet I live. But it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. The Father, who forsook his Son on the cross and made him the sacrificial lamb for the slaughter for our salvation, also raised him to the highest height. He gave him the name above all names, the name above all dignities and titles. His name is Jesus. And it simply means God saves. Did you get that? God has given the Christ the highest name ever. And that name is the pinnacle of humility. God saves. While we in our pride or despair would worry about the status of our work, worry about our reputation, worry about whether or not we are truly making a difference in this world, while we would be worried about our name, God has given his name to us. A watery cross marks all of the baptized with the name of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. While you might be worried and fearful about the days ahead in this pandemic, in Christ, you have been made a part of the resurrection of the body and the life of the world to come. There is literally nothing that can happen in this world that you need to fear. Even though we presently celebrate his passion during Lent, his suffering, Easter is already the reality in which we live. Jesus Christ is now raised from the dead. His prerogatives and privileges have all been restored. His equality with the Godhead once again shines forth. But he does not leave behind the humanity that he took upon himself. He is raised from the dead, body and soul. And the name above all names, the one above all dignities and titles, the one name at whom every knee shall bow is the human name, Jesus. The name that still means God saves. Along with the marks left by nails and spear, it is his greatest glory and honor to be called not just Yahweh, the Old Testament name of God, the Lord who is, or even the Lord who provides, but to be called the Lord who saves, Jesus. Your God is a man, a God who made himself man, a God who was crucified and risen and ascended for you. So you then are not just a creature. You are no mere animal trying to find your way in this world. You are God's own beloved. You are the one he sought and rescued at terrible price. The earth, the sun, and the stars, the entire universe was created to serve his people. Though you were a little lower than the angels, in Christ you are elevated to the inner sanctum of the Holy Trinity. You, not the angels, call Christ's Father your Father, and his Spirit is now your Spirit, and he himself is your brother. You are the reason the earth is not destroyed, and your repentance is the cause of angels rejoicing in heaven. It is a joy and privilege to be part of his kingdom. Patience is not a cross, it is a blessing, and an ever-building anticipation as we await our King, who once rode on a donkey into Jerusalem, but will come again on the clouds. He is your coming King, coming for you. He came for you 2,000 years ago, took on your sins, rose again and ascended, all for you. He will come again soon on the last day, bringing with him the new heaven and the new earth, the kingdom of God itself coming for you and me forever. In the meantime, he has been coming to you and will soon enough continue coming to you, humble and riding on bread and wine, his body and blood given and shed for the forgiveness of your sins. But even now he comes, humble and riding on his preached word into your own ears at this very moment, shouting to you and to the world that you are his precious holy child, even as he lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God now and forever. In the name of Jesus, amen. The peace of God that passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious Lord, keep your scattered church in your mercy, that she may endure the assaults of the evil one and remain faithful for the sake of those numbered within your kingdom and those who have not yet heard the gospel and been brought to faith. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray for all pastors, for all church work vocations, and for all the baptized in their vocation as God's people. Almighty God, by your Spirit, you have gathered us as your church and promised that wherever two or three are gathered together in your name, there you are in our midst. Do not allow stress or disaster to distract us from the particular vocations into which you have called us to serve in the church, home, and community. Grant to us every gift and blessing needful that we may honor our calling and serve you to the best of our ability. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray for the government, for all in authority over us, and for our own lives as citizens and neighbors. O mighty Lord, you have established the kingdom of the left of this world and hold accountable all those who govern in this and every place. Guide our president, the members of Congress, the governor of this state, and all who make, administer, and judge our laws, that they would serve nobly and wisely, pursuing the path of justice and protecting the citizens entrusted to them. Give them the wisdom and strength needed to bring our world out of crisis and back to stability. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray for an end to violence and terror, for those imprisoned, for the troubled in mind, for those who suffer any affliction of the body. Merciful Lord, your grace is sufficient for all our needs, and you have promised to be the strength of the weary, the hope of those who fear, the healing of the ill, the fullness of those disabled, and the peace of all who are distressed. Hear us on behalf of our nation and the world suffering pandemic and isolation. We pray especially for all those who we name in our hearts, that they may be well supplied by your grace in every time of trouble. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray for those not yet of the kingdom, that God would make us bold to speak the faith to them, and that hearing they might believe. Everlasting Father, it is your will that all should be saved and come to the knowledge of your Son by faith. Give to your word success and deliver from error all those who live in darkness and fear, that they may walk in the light of the Lord Jesus and have confidence for the trials of this world and hope for the world to come. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray for the earth to be fruitful and for our good use of all the fruits of the earth. Blessed Lord, you give food to the hungry and provide for all our needs in this mortal life. Grant to us a grateful heart and knowledge to use wisely and well all that you have entrusted to our care. Bless those who work to make, prepare, deliver, or serve our daily bread, and give relief to those whose work has been halted. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.